ערב טוב. Big pleasure for me every year to get the opportunity to spend time in this special place. שלבות, שלבים לבנות. Everyone have other name. This unique and special place. And I would like to share with you in the beginning of Sefer Shmot, beautiful insight that the Torah teach us. And obviously how it's relevant for us in our daily life. The source of all the galuyot is galut Mitzrayim. The source of all the geulot is geulat Mitzrayim. How more we understand what happened in the beginning, we can bring ourselves more close to the end of the days. Exactly how we say in Kedusha, in Shabbat, Nosach Sfarad, En gaalti etchem acharit kereshit. Exactly what happened in the beginning, go to take place close to the end of the days. And I would like to share with you, Siyata Dishmaya, very, very interesting and beautiful insight about Galut Mitzrayim, and we see how it's relevant for us. Two leaders lead us in Egypt. The first one is Yosef HaTzadik. He teaches us how to cross 100 years in Egypt. And the other one is Moshe Rabbeinu, who take us from Egypt, outside, in the way to Eretz Israel. When you look on the life of these two leaders, we find the life is completely similar. From A to Z. First, both of them marry girls, was the father is priest. Yosef Mary, Osnat, Bat Potiphera, Kohen On. The father is priest in place, so the name is On. Moshe Rabbeinu Mary, Tzipora, Bat Yitro, Kohen, Midian. He is priest in Midian. Both of them have two children, two boys. The explanation of the names, exactly same. The older son, by Yosef is Menashe. Nashani Elokim. Everything what I have, I don't have, I am alone in Egypt. And the other one is Ephraim. Ephraim Elokim. Thank God. Hashem stay with me and everything changed 180 degrees. I'm now assistant of Paro. Tremendous power and influence. Moshe Rabbeinu exactly same. The first one is Gershom. Ger Hayiti Be'eretz Nochiya. I go in the palace. I have so much. Now I'm alone in Midian. The other one is Eliezer. Elokei Avi Be'ezri. God is with me, never leave me. And thank God, I'm in the way back to Egypt. Both of them need to leave the family, because if not, they go to die. Yosef, the compromise is to kick him out. Because if not, some of the brothers will kill him. הנה בא לחלומות על הזבה, לכו ונהרגעו. אשר הבאים, if you'll stay in Egypt, a little bit more, what's going to happen? פרו, go to kill him. Both of them, when they return to the family, to the nation, they lead the family in the nation. They lead all of them. Yosef leads the family when they arrive in Egypt, and everyone would come to the family later. Moshe Rabbeinu lead all of us in Egypt and from Egypt outside. Moshe Rabbeinu also takes the bones of Yosef all the 40 years in the desert. Until now, I'm sure you know this before, what I say. The Pesukim, you read the Pesukim. Not every time we connect between both of them, but now I never say to you any chidush. The Pesukim says this to us, black and white. And we only bring this together. But we have one more point, one other point. What connects Moshe Rabbeinu to Yosef HaTzadik? And Yosef HaTzadik to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, a few hours before he passed away, he blessed all the Shvatim. When he came to Shevet Yosef in Paro Gafor, he say to Yosef, Amar, מבורך את השם ארצו. He say to Shevet Yosef, God go to bless you, Mr. Mendy succeed in property in Eretz Israel. מנגד שמיים ניטל, ומתהום רובצת תחת. Unbelievable. Why? פסוק תזיין. ומנגד ארץ ומלואה. You will get a lot from the property what you go to have. And the reason is why, please put line. ורצון שוכני סנה. רצון שוכני סנה is mean. Why? Because your grandfather, יוסף, listen to Hashem, what talk to me in the sne. Yes? In the bush. In the desert. When Moshe Rabbeinu see, it's burned, but full is fire, but nothing burned. And Moshe Rabbeinu, before he passed away, he teach us something, what we never believe, is relevant, is right, is true. He teach us, יוסף הצדיק also relate and belong to the sne. And my question is, how יוסף הצדיק belong to the sne? Moshe Rabbeinu stay in the desert. One day he see what he see. The bush, full with fire, nothing burned. He go to check if he's real or not. But how Moshe Rabbeinu, before he die, say to us, also יוסף relate to the sne? This is question number one. ורצון שוכני סני, לוק פרו גפי, שעשה רצון, you can put line, מי שנתגלה על משה בסנה. עשה רצון, מי שנתגלה על משה בסנה. How יוסף הצדיק belong to the סנה? Clear? Question number one. Question number two. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he stays in the desert, he know every stone, every tree, every bush. He spent, you know how many years he spent in the desert and come shepherd by Yitro? Or 40 years or 60 years. He leaves the palace age of 20 or age of 40. Now he's age of 80 when he returned to Egypt. He's all 60 years or 40 years. He stays in the house of Yitro and he busy with all his animals in the desert. And one day, he see the bush is fire, and he say, "It's real. I never see this in my life." And he come close in paragraph 6, and the pasuk say, "Pasuk bet, vayera malach Hashem elav belabat esh mitoch esne." Angel talk to him from the fire, belabat esh. Moshe Rabbeinu come and say. ויער והנה הסנה בוער באש והסנה איננו הוקל ויאמר משה אסור ענה וראה את המראה הגדול הזה מראה הגדול לא מראה הנורא he not make him scared he say he see something that is above normal he's not normal he's real or fake מדוע לא יבער הסנה now my second question is when he come close מלאך השם talk to him בלבת אש you know what is meaning Hebrew לבת אש Anybody know? Great. I also don't know. And I speak, thank God, good Hebrew. And Rashi understand, I don't know, because it's an unusual word in Hebrew, labat esh. Look what Rashi explained to us in paragraph 7. Belabat esh, beshalevet esh. Shalevet is mean, the flame. Libo shel esh is mean, the heart of the fire. Kemo, similar, לב השמיים זה heart of the oven and don't tell me you have problem with this explanation because if we talk about heart why we say labat why we never say lev heart because we find in Yechezkel also פסוק מעמולה ליבתך what Rashi say I really don't understand one word in Rashi one word Rashi normally talk to us short and clear Rashi here talk to us with kodim. In the way what Rashi say what he say is mean he want to tell us something special but Rashi never say a lot. He try how much he can to say everything what he want to say to us short and clear. And this Rashi is beautiful example to fill our Rashi with few kodim, open for us new life, new perspective about what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu when he sees a bush burn, when he sees a bush with fire, and how this relevant to us. And my second question is, what is mean Labat Esh? The angel will talk to Moshe Rabbeinu from Labat Esh. What exactly the explanation of the word Labat Esh? With Rashi, it's come more complicated. Because Rashi says one hand is flame of fire, and other hand he says the heart of the fire, and Rashi put Lev HaShamayim, how Shamayim relate to fire, I really don't know. And what possible from Yecheskel, Ma Amulah Libatech, we find, we feel, Rashi come to teach something. The explanation is unbelievable. What come out from the Sfat Emet? Sfat Emet talk about this Rashi 9 times. Not in 1 year, in 9 years. Every year when he comes to this parsha, he stops in this pasuk. And every time, with other flavor, with other insight. And what come out from the Sfat Emet, what later you can see in paragraph 8, 9, and 10, and we have other pieces of Sfat Emet in Sfat Emet himself, is follow. The angels say to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, you go back to Egypt. You never see in front of your eyes face of Jewish person. 40 years, third of your life, or 60 years, half of your life. You stay in Midian, you never see any Jew. You will come now to Egypt. You will return to Egypt. And you will look of the Jewish people. And you will say to yourself, wow, Kodesh Baruch Hu, you send me to talk to the Jewish people? You give me mission to wake them up? To tell them, soon we leave Egypt? You will give up. Why? Because they look so dry, cynical. They don't care. Nobody listen. You talk to the wall. Nobody look of you. Nobody care about you. And he will say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, come on, what you want from me? Why? You send me. I cannot talk to Paro. He never listened. I cannot talk to Am Israel. They also never listen. Moshe, you have misunderstanding. His look, the dry. But inside, everyone full with fire. Everyone have a lot of fire inside. Your mission first to teach them to believe about the fire, the energy, the ambition, the motivation, what they have inside. And the pure light, fire, what they have inside. And after this, to help them to direct this outside, everyone, in his level, in his way. If you will do this, you will become the great leader. And Moshe Rabbeinu returned to Egypt. And what happened to him exactly? What we accept, paragraph 11. וישם משה אל השם ויאמר השם למה הראות על העם הזה למה זה שלחתן לך שבוע, what you want for me, why you send me, why you make the life of עם ישראל so miserable. ואז באתי אל פרו לדבר בשמך הראה לעם הזה. From day one when I come to פרו, the life come more difficult, more miserable, more complicated. והצל לא הצלת את עמך שבוע, what you want for me. What השם answered to him, I told you. ואמר השם אל משה, אתה תראה אשר אעשה לפרעה, כי ביד חזקה היא שלכם, ביד חזקה היא גרשם מארצו. You will see. Never give up. Put the bush with inside full with fire and outside this look dry in front of your eyes every day, as this will help you to fill your mission. And Moshe Rabbeinu continue. And he really succeed. When he succeed, when we arrive in Arsinai, when we arrive in Arsinai in paragraph 12, the pasuk say, when we come to our Sinai, Pasuk Yudalif, you can put line of this Pasuk, Vatikrevun, Vatahamdun Tachat Ahar, Vahar Boer Baesh Ad Lev HaShamayim. When Am Yisrael arrived to our Sinai, everyone really recognized how much fire he had, and everyone take his fire outside, and his look on our Sinai, burn. Vahar Sinai Boer Baesh. In all the Tanakh, twice only, we find these two words together, Boer Baesh. First time is in paragraph 6, What's the pasuk say? Ve'asne bo'er ba'esh. Pasuk bet, paragraph 6. Can put circle. Asne bo'er ba'esh. Second time, paragraph 12. Last line. Other circle. Ve'ar bo'er ba'esh. Bo'er ba'esh, not physically is burned. Everyone is fire come out, is look. On the mountain, what we stay around them, full with fire. Bo'er ba'esh, what Rashi was supposed to say, ad, ad, lev, ha-shamayim. Everyone, when he recognizes fire, when he takes this out, outside, in this moment, he really can see so far, ad lev ha-shamayim. Now back to Rashi. This is what Rashi come and teach us. Labat esh. What is mean labat esh? Labat esh is flame of the fire. Flame. Shalevet. Shalevet is mean fire would go all over. Fire would make impact of other people. Influence other people. How you can get your fire, what you have, and spread this all over? If before you spread this outside, you recognize you have fire in your heart. Levaesh. If you have levaesh, if the fire comes from your heart, it's come to the next step, shalevet, flame. Shalevet shalesh. And in this way, you really can see ad leva shamayim. Rashi continue. And Rashi end. We want or we don't want. We need to know we have fire. We can direct the fire, chas v'chalila, to the negative way, to sins, to averot, to ta'ava. Exactly how the pasuk saying Yecheskel, what the Navi complain and say, we look so sad. Why? Because we use our energy, our fire, to the wrong way. Ma'amula. Amula is milashon umlal. Person what Rachmones, Nebach. Libatech. Or we can use our fire ad lev ha-shamay. This is in our hands. And now the question is, how really is this is beautiful explanation in Rashi. No question, this pshat in Rashi. But the question now is, how we really can recognize our fire? How really we can recognize and take our fire from inside, outside, in a very practical way? The Gemara teaches, Masechet Brachot, in paragraph 16, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Kol Parasha Chaviva al David, Amelech. Every chapter in Tehillim. I'm sure you say Tehillim every day. Yes? Try to say every day five chapter Tehillim in your free time. Every month you finish Sefer Tehillim. Maybe in the beginning it takes a little bit time, but after a few months, kacha, smooth, easily. And to finish Sefer Tehillim 1 month is big, big thing. It's helped tremendously in our life. Try. See what happened to you. Here from now, when you finish every month Sefer Tehillim, it's very easy. Sometimes it's a bus, sometimes the Pakim is short, you can say 7 in 1 day, and the other day you can say 1 or 2. And try, it's not difficult. Sometimes it happened to me to finish Sefer Tehillim twice a month. Depends when I have time. Go to Daven before and after. And this is very, very special. Anyway, every chapter in Sefer Tehillim, what David HaMelech like very, 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 very much, start with the word Ashrei, and finish with the word Ashrei. Ashrei is very beloved, very chaviv word. We say in the psukim, Ashrei Adam Oz Lo Bach. This person is a special man because he lean of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ashrei Yoshvei Beitecha. Ashrei Yoladeto. We see a special person. We say about him, if he's unique, thank God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you bring this person to this world, etc., etc. But the chapter of Tehillim, what we have today, is 150. In time of the Gemara, we have less. And we have reasons why we divide this to more parakim. Anyway, in time of the Gemara, chapter 1 and chapter 2 come one chapter. And look at the Gemara in paragraph 16. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, kol parasha, ha-chaviva al David, פתח בה באשרי, סיים בה באשרי. פתח באשרי האיש, chapter 1, וסיים באשרי כוח עושה בו, is this end of chapter 2, but למעשה, is what I'm looking for, of 17, you can put line. אשרי האיש, beginning of this chapter, and the end of chapter 2, what was 1, אשרי כל חוסה בו. אשרי is very, very spatial, very spatial word. Very, יש פה מחר. Very, very spatial. כן, אשרי, beloved word, is David המלך likes chapter in Tehillim very much, everything starts. With Ashrei and finish with Ashrei. Okay? Start with Ashrei and finish with Ashrei. No, what we love so much. The Torah. Kiyem chayeinu, baruch ameinu. How the Torah start? What word? Bereshit. Why the Torah never start with Ashrei? How the Torah end? What letter? Ma? Le'enei kol? Yisrael? Less word in the Torah. Less letter is Lamed Yud, but less word is Israel, L'nei Kol Israel. So why the Torah never start with what? No, with Ashrei. The answer is, what the Chatam Sofer say, in the word Bereshit, you can see the letter of Ashrei. See? In the word Israel, you can see the letter of Ashrei. The word Bereshit have letter of Ashrei, and also the word Israel and letter of Ashrei. What is the extra letters? What is not part of Ashrei in Bereshit? No? Bet and Taf. And the extra word in Israel is Lamed. All this create the word Labat. Esh. Okay? The Torah is Labat Esh. The Torah, this is our charger. The charger, Labat Esh. All the Torah. Torah, start with Ashrei. This is the Chatam Sofer, say, look, inset, in paru gafitin, לעיני כל ישראל, מסיים בישראל, שכולל בו תיבת אשרי. ומתחיל התורה בבראשית, שיש בה גם כן תיבת אשרי. Also including אשרי, in this two words. לפי זה מסתיימת, מתחילת ומסתיימת התורה באשרי, כמו שאמרו חזל, ברכות דף יוד, כל פרשה שהייתה חביבה על דוד, פתח באשרי, סיים באשרי. And what left? ונשארו מישראל, הם בראשית, נוסף על בית פעמים אשרי אותיות, לבת. לבת, this is our charger, this is Torah. What is mean Torah? Torah is mean everything what we do in our life. If is connected to Torah, we have special siyata dishmaya. You can do in your life what you like. You can come doctor and lawyer and businessman and any field that you like, pleasure, enjoy. But if our life connect to Torah, to limud Torah, to mitzvot, we recognize more and more about our potential, about our inside, and we can take this outside and develop ourselves and influence other people. Pilei play. Moshe Rabbeinu, before he passed away, he teach us the secret of his life. And he, first time in his life, talk about himself. In all the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu never talk about himself. He says something very personal. What he say? Yosef HaTzadik was my role model. I watch him, I watch the name, I watch the person, I watch his life, and this stand in front of me all the time. The bush, what Hashem say to me, to put in front of my eyes, this is something abstract. What stay in front of me, what I see in the desert, is helping. But what stay alive in front of my eyes is Yosef HaTzadik. Person would stay alone in Egypt. Alone. He can do what he want. He can forget everything. He can give up everything. But all the time, he connect himself to his root, to his source. First, he connect himself to himself. To his name. The name what we have, the name what we have is not name of our body. This is the name of our soul. Every name what we get from our parents is deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal tells us three partners in our creation, Aviv, Imo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also three partners in our name. Ima ve'aba, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everyone get name, what represent is soul, is neshama. And the more we recognize our name, we more close to our soul and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And listen, unbelievably, in Parashat Miketz, in Parashat Miketz, after the explanation of all the dream of Paro, and Paro recognized Yosef is a real genius person. Look, interesting psukim, what we not recognize the unique about the psukim many times. Paro give him everything what he can give him. Look what the pasuk say. He give him his ring and he say to him his follow. Biladecha lo yarim ish et yado ve et raglo bechol eretz Mitzrayim. Nobody can move if you don't get any permission from you. And he say to him, I give you my ring, ויעשר פרו את אבתו מעל ידו, ויתן אותה על יד יוסף. וילבש אותו בגדי שש. Give him a special garment, not only the king. פרו have this. וירכב אותו במרכבת המשנה, give him the special car, wagon, what he used. This remind you something? Who? Excellent. A man. What he asked from Achashverosh? He want his ring. He wants his garment. He wants the oath, what Achashverosh used. And he wants somebody will go in front of him and say, Kach haya ase la'ish, asher ha-melech chafetz bi'ikaro. All this, Paro, by himself, give to Yosef. ויעקב אותו במרכבת המשנה שלו, ויקראו לפניו. אברך? וואו, so generous person. He by himself, give everything to Paro, to Yosef. Why? Why Paro do this? He is so great man. Yes, he helped him a lot, but why he comes so generous? Paro not come so generous. Paro very smart, but he not understand Yosef more smart for him. The next pasuk, ויקרא את שמו, ויקרא Paro שם Yosef, צופנת פענח. He give him new name. Why he give him new name? What's the problem about the name Yosef? Why he give him new name? Paro no Yosef. He is the one person in the world what he know, what connects completely to the real God, connect completely to his name, to his soul, and he want to cut this relationship between Yosef to his name, to his soul, to his neshama, and to his God. Yosef is only one what stay in front of all the cabinet in Egypt. And what is the first word what he say to Paro? Biladai. I am not the man. Biladai. Elohim. Yaneh et shalom Paro. I only bring you what God bring me. And he says this in front of Paro. In other way you say, you know what he say to him? Shakran. You lie. You're not God. I show you who is real God. Wait a few minutes. I give you explanation who is real God. And he explains the dreams. And what is the reaction of Paro? Sir, you're right. How he says this? In the Pesukim, Areitem ish navon v'chacham, asher ruach Elohim bo, first and one time in the history of Egypt. What king of Egypt mentioned? Elohim, the real God. Paro want to uproot this relationship between Yosef to his God. You know, he had one way to change his name. Name represents the essence of the person. Name represents the essence of the neshama. This, what he want to destroy it. this what you want to destroy it. Sofnat Pa'anech. Sofnat, if you read this from the back, is Tenapetz. You know what is meaning in Hebrew, Tenapetz? Tishbor, to destroy it. What is the next pasuk after he gives him the name? Sofnat Pa'anech? Vayitze Yosef al Eretz Mitzrayim. He never accepts the new name. Moreover, few psukim after, all the Egyptian come to Paro, Vayitzak Aam el Paro lelechem, Vayomer Paro lechol Mitzrayim, lechu el Yosef. Why never say lechu el? No, Sofnat Pa'anech, because he understand he cannot change his name. Our name is our essence. Shem, name, Sfat Emet say Begimatria Sefer. Every one of us write book. Every day is page in the book. And we need the name on the book, on the cover, will represent what is inside. If we relate to our name. What makes us unique in Egypt, and special in Egypt, not mitzvot what we keep. Shelo shinu et shmam. Shelo shinu et leshonam. In the pasuk ve'ele, shmot bnei Yisrael abayim mitzrayimah. Shmot ba'al haturim says rashi tevot. What rashi tevot? Shnayim mikra ve'echad targum. Why we wait until sefer shmot? Why not in Bereshit? Because first time in sefer shmot, we move to other state. We learn a new language. Very important to learn languages. People in the Sanhedrin need to have, to know minimum three or four languages. We need to talk to people directly, not to get through somebody who translate to us. Important. But every time when we learn other language, it's not the original. The original is double from any other language. Shnai mikra, Hebrew, echad targum. This takes place when we arrive in Egypt. Shelo shinu et leshonam. Everybody speak in Egypt, Egyptian, no question. But in the shul, in the community, in the house, they speak Hebrew. Talk Hebrew. Lo shinu et leshonam. Lo shinu et shmam. And this helps them. No shinu et levusham. And they, with all the difficulty in Egypt, they stay in great environment. And from this reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us out from Egypt. And this is our goal. The time what you spend here in Israel, in Shalavot, in this special school, you learn a lot about yourself. You more recognize how much potential you have. You understand how much the environment is so unique and so special. And this is foundation. But above this, we build floors. And you will build floors in your life. How more you get, you appreciate tomorrow. When you have the perspective, retroactive, you can see. And this is what Chazal come and teach us. This is every generation. Have different challenge. The generation before us have other challenge for few generations. Our generation have other challenge from generation before. Everyone is different challenge, different language, different way in Avodas Hashem. And when we recognize more what kind of potential we have, if I recognize who I am, it's helped me more to elevate this. And help every one of us to do this exactly the same. This is the Torah want for us. To believe we have a lot of potential. A lot. And we can build and develop a lot, a lot. Last week, somebody gave me to read some article in one of the newspaper. And the title is Ech Sicha בחנוכה שינתה את העולם היהודי. How one conversation will take place in Shabbat Hanukkah change the Jewish world. And inside we have the story about Sarah Schnierer. You heard about this special woman Sarah Schneider would build a lot. How this happened? For some reason she need to spend Shabbat in Vienna. And she go to the shul. Shabbos Hanukkah. And the rabbi spoke about Yehudit. How she motivates all Bet Hashmonai. And because what she do to the Egmont, to the king, they understand, wow, if she can make this, we can go to war against all the Greek. And he built this so beautifully. And she returned back and she say, I also can do. And make big change. And she starts this unbelievable revolution, what she do about study. And she learned more about Sam Shon Rafael Hirsch. And she understand how more important for girls to learn and to come scholars and to come doctors and to come lawyers and to come every girl with Yiddishkeit, with Yadut. And she builds this step by step. And she make big change. It means we need to believe how much potential we have. But God creates this world. Every day in the creation, He says, Ki Tov, Ki Tov. Tov is not good. It's not B plus. Tov is harmony. Matza Isha, Matza Tov. Tamu Reu Ki Tov Hashem. Tov is not great. Tov is harmony. Vayar Elokim et kol asher asa, v'hinei Tov Meod. Tov Meod is not very good. It's not A. Tov Meod. Meod in Hebrew, you know what it means, Meod? Meod is mean, I recognize potential, but I can't make from Israel. This is mean Meod. Meod is also letters, if you play with the letters of the word, Meod is Adam. Only after Hashem created us, He said Tov Meod. Because only we have the knowledge to recognize potential and to build this world and to develop this world to other step and other step and other step. This is what we need to take with us and to believe about this and to believe about us, and in this way we can make a lot in many circles, the family circles, in our future circle, in a friend, and all over. If we take all this aspect, what Chazal teach us, what Moshe Rabbeinu explained to us, my role model was Yosef HaTzadik, was alone. But look how he walk of himself, how he build, never give up. So interesting, when you buy a candle from oil, you know, they say sometimes, this is good for 1 hour, or 2 hours, 3 hours, but it's not real. You know how long one candle give light with oil? You know how long? Second. Is what happened to the second? He continued to burn something new what he not burned in the first second. The candle give light, every second he burn other drop of oil. Other drop. We not recognize this, but after a few hours we see he burn everything, he stopped to give light. So nice how the Rishonim teach us. Shemen. Okay? Shemen. Oil. If I want to change the letter of Shemen to word, Ekutim Shin in Hebrew, Shin Yud, Nun Sofit, Nachon? Mem is double Mem. And Nun Sofit is what? Nun, Vav, and Nun Sofit. Okay? Say that? Good. Yud and Nun Sofit together is how much? 60. Okay? Mem is 40. And Vav and the nun sofit is 56. Together is 156. Okay, it's clear? Say there. 156. Yud and nun sofit is 60. Mem is 40. Vav and nun 50. 156. 156. The gematria is Yosef. Yosef mosif ve'olech. All the time, something new. More and more. And this is what Chazal teaches. If you take this kind of aspect, and this time what you study here and you learn and you go in Torah, in all the field what you learn, we understand how much we can elevate ourselves. And B'Siyata Dishmaya, when we take this in this way, we really bring ourselves more close to En Gaalti Etchem Acharit Kereshit. Now, pleasure, if you have
אה,